We're going to talk about some individual products today. We're going to talk about retailing a bit today. I'll start out by giving you a little bit of my philosophy about that. There's a lot of training in Motion America, GPT, UMO, all this kind of stuff, and Nutrimetrics and everything, where they spend a lot of time, hours and hours and hours, going over all types of science. My personal belief is that you don't need any of that science to be able to sell the products. It's good information to have, I guess. The more you know about the products you sell, the more confident you are. I give you that. But I believe it's a mistake to try to use that to sell the products. To try to talk to somebody who's a potential customer and try to throw all that science at them. I mean, when you bought the TV that you have, when you were in the store, did you say to the salesman, can you explain exactly how does that picture get in the tube? You didn't want to know the science. You wanted a certain size and a certain look and certain features, but you didn't need to know how the picture got in the tube, right? How's the signal travel through the air? I don't understand. We don't care about the science. I believe that your best potential customers are people who, if we go to the nutritional products, for example, your best potential customers are people who already use nutritional products. They already believe in it. They already spend their money on it. All you have to know is why these products and not the ones that they're currently taking. They don't need to know the science. They already take it. They believe in the science. It's boring. And if you spend a lot of time with them talking science, look, if Jason here sits down with a friend of his, let's say Jason was driving around in his car for the last 3 or 4 weeks listening to the audio tape about OPC3. And he's listening over and over and over. And he's learning that there's things called free radicals that are cells that have a pair of negatively charged spinning electrons moving in opposite directions, and they lose one of the electrons. So they have to steal an electron from another set. And he goes through all this stuff. When he sits down with his friend and he starts explaining this, and what OPC is and how it... it has the ability to donate an electron to negate the effect of this free radical and all this. Well, all the friend is thinking... This microphone cutting in and out, TK.
Yeah, you are.
All this friend is thinking is, when the heck did Jason die and come back to life as a biochemist? When did I miss that? And number two, once your friend goes back to work after lunch, after this discussion, he couldn't repeat that to anybody back in the office if he tried. It was life dependent on it. But he will remember, and what he will repeat, and what he will tell everyone in the office is the story you told him about your uncle who's been walking in pain with a cane for the last 5 years, who threw the cane away and now he's out there walking the golf course playing golf because he's taken the OPC for it. He'll remember the story. He'll remember the emotional part of it, but he won't remember the science. So as we go through this, I want you to know that I'm not going to unload all kinds of science and all that. I just don't think it's necessary. I know a lot of the science. I still don't use that. I don't use that. So you'll see that as we go. Okay, now we're going to start out with a little, this is a little experimental. Apple, okay? Now, I'm not going to really explain this. I'm just going to tell you what I'm doing, and I'm going to explain it later. But I want you to know that I'm doing it now so that you can understand later what's going on. I'm going to cut this apple up. Have you ever seen anybody do this before?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Yes and no. I'm going to cut this apple up into a couple of slices. And then I have a couple of products here. I'm going to use these products. I bought them. This one is by a company called Clinique. Anybody heard of Clinique? It's a big company. It's a well-known company. And this is a product that says it's a super rescue antioxidant. And it says, this works to diffuse free radical activity, delivers a unique complex of 8 rapid and delayed action antioxidants that rebound to help defeat free radicals. Okay? Antioxidant. It's got all kinds of vitamins in it. Vitamin C and vitamin E. It's got vitamin C in it. Lots of vitamin C. Antioxidant. This is another skin lotion. It's called Vita Shield. Anybody hear this?
Sure.
This one says Vita Shield Cellular Defense System. Vitamin C and other antioxidants. And it says that it's an antioxidant that defeats free radical damage, and on and on and on. So we have two different antioxidant lotions. That's all I'm telling you. I'm going to use these. So I'm going to cut these apples up into a couple of slices with my knife I stole from the hotel over there. I'm going to leave it on the plate with the bottle of Clinique. Then I'm going to take another apple here, and I'll put my Vita Shield on it.
Is that vitamin C or the C and D?
This is the vitamin C intensive treatment. Put that on there. I'm not going to do anything to it. I got actually two slices in here. I'm just going to leave it. All right. We'll look at those in a couple of hours or so. All right? Everybody's confused now. What the heck is this guy doing? All right. So let's talk about some products. You know, there's a zillion products in market America, and some of them are easier to create customers, as far as I'm concerned, and some of them are more difficult. Some of them people already know about and can understand quickly, and others you have to spend a lot of time educating. So I like to take the easy road, and I like to find products that are easier to explain and easier to sell and make rational common sense. We have some products that Market America has had for 20 years, but a lot of new distributors, they barely know about them. Because we never talk about them anymore at the big conventions. A lot of these GPTs, it's all focused on these new health products and other things. And they don't talk about these products. Think about it. If we've had a product for 20 years, we don't keep products if they don't keep selling. So if we have a product that long, it must be a product that continues to sell, even though we're not really promoting it actively. So one of the products that is a favorite of mine that I think is easy to sell and makes absolute common sense.